Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His love. Celebrate Him who came from above. Celebrate Jesus.
Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer. You
are the cure, Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. Your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for wrong. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open.
and say
hallelujah.
You're worthy of every for worship here. So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you. Hey.
Conference muted.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus.
Thank you for being here right now.
We thank you for your Holy Spirit.
Oh, we give honor to your name, Jesus.
You everything.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
You everything I need.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm so glad you came.
Thank you so much, Father.
I'm believing you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything I want,
we give
everything
praise and honor and praise.
You supply, Jesus.
You're
my thank
life,
you, God.
Our Father, I
thank you. Oh, I thank you.
I'm praying. Dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, him, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you. By grace, I'm saved. Oh, through love, there is a fountain that washes all of my sins. I'm so glad.
You need him. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that brought my liberty. I'll never know just why he
Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Puraboyu. So I am that I am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you and we bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor, Almighty God. We magnify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise and glory and honor. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory, glory, glory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for starting us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us and you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for our children. We thank you, Lord, for our spouses. We thank you, Lord, for grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for great-grand. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, oh God. Thank you for this prayer ministry. Thank you for every intercessor, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for those that are listening here now and those that will listen at another time. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, oh God, for opening doors that no man can shut. We thank you, oh Lord, for giving us chances and chances and chances It's only by your grace, oh God. Oh God, you are faithful. Oh, we bless your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, oh God, you are good, oh God. There's no one greater than you. We bless your name, oh God. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we entering in, hallelujah, oh God, just appreciating you, just loving you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you. Oh, Father, we thank you. Oh, Father, we adore you. Oh, Father, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness, oh, God. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, oh, God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, oh, God. We have sinned, falling short of your glory. And God, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God. Mercy upon our spouses. Mercy upon our children. Mercy upon our grandchildren. Mercy upon our great-grandchildren. Mercy, O God. Mercy upon each and every one of us. Mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we repent of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Have mercy, oh God, in thoughts, in words, in deeds, oh God. Help us in our walk with you. Help us, Almighty God. We need you. We need you every second. We need you every minute and every hour, oh God. Be merciful unto us, oh God. You said you are faithful and just, so forgive us and cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. So, Father, we thank you for your mercy. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, your mercy, oh God. Your mercy, oh God. Thank you for mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, we release the blood of Jesus. We ask you to release your precious blood. We apply the blood on this service. We apply the blood of Jesus to our spirit, souls, and bodies. We apply the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, the blood to our environment, our dwelling places, the blood of Jesus on all our possessions, oh God, in our homes, the blood. And when we even walk up and down, oh God, up and down the stairs, going back and forth, no incident and no accidents, oh God. So we apply the blood of Jesus to everything in our home. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to every possession we have, oh God, all our inheritance, the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to our bank accounts, our finances. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus to our influentials, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus to divine connections. We apply the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. The blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children, dwelling places, our grandchildren, dwelling places, our great-grandchildren, dwelling places, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Oh God, we apply the blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. We put on the shoes of the Spirit, oh God. Shoes of peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the shield of faith and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Kuriya Masa, de 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 Kuriya, de 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 Kuriya Masa. In the name of Jesus, Yekukaya Masetaria Kuria Master Armor on, O God, in the name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith. And our Lord girded the truth in the name of Jesus. Kuria Kaya Setadi Kuria Mosodoria Karama Setariako. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Ramasateria, Kuria Satere, Koromos, Doria, Koromase. Hallelujah, Ramasate, Kuria, Makoya, Mase. Oh, Father, we put on the full armor, O God, Ere, Kuria, Maseteriaka. And we thank you for the armor, O God. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, O God. We put the armor, O God, on our spouses, O God, our great grand. We apply the blood of Jesus, the blood that our O Goroma Sandereya Korea Masim. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your holy angels this morning ministering to us. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for sending your holy angels to assist us. We thank you for sending your holy angels to minister to us to do your biddings in our lives. Father God, we thank you for the ministry of the holy angels, O God. O God, to war on our behalf, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing. Not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, O God. Thank you, Father God, for showing us and leading us as we fasted through last Monday through Friday. We thank you, Jesus, for your grace is sufficient for us. We thank you for your dominion grace. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus. Uriya Masetiriya Kurumasim. Ye Kuriya Masetiriya Kurumasim. Uriya Masetiriya Kurumasetiriya Ka. Uriya Masetiriya Kurumasim. Ki Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Bible says, good morning to those of you who are just joining us. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Because of the blood of Jesus, that's why we receive grace. It's a gift. Grace is a gift freely given to us. It is not because of the works that we do, but it's because it's a free gift from God. Hallelujah. And we're going to take the Holy Communion, but I just want to mention one or two things. We say, Jesus, we have to prepare for divine visitation. When I say divine visitation, always be ready. Even right now, and the Spirit of God will release different things into our lives for blessings and open our eyes through to see some spiritual things, hallelujah, to receive in the name of Jesus. Hesitation, when the Lord visits you in the presence of the Lord, there's so many things that happen when he visits. So we're going to look at the woman at the well. One of them, everyone of us know about that story, hallelujah. John 4, the Samaritan woman. At the well. Hallelujah. The Bible says joyful, Father, as I bring this word. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. Almighty God, all of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. John 4, when therefore the Lord knew the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. That means he had a route. My brothers and sisters, he had a route. He had a normal route to go. When he wanted to go to Galilee, he could have gone. There was a different way he could have gone, but he said no. He went fast to Samaria. Oh my God. I hope you get that revelation. You go, he's going one way, and he said, no, I got to go through this town. He's going this way, he said, no, I got to go like, wherever you live, and he got to come to, I have to pass through that street. I have to go to this bus, you can go, there's an easy way, you just go straight. He said, no, I got to pass through this street. To others, it looked like a roundabout way. I guess the disciples said, but wait now, we could go through this way. But the Bible says he must needs go through Samaria. He said, I've got to go through Samaria. I got to go through. I got to go to, I'm on my way to test it, but I've got to go through. Alternative routes, you know, even in the United States, when we're traveling there, when you own your GPS and you miss the road, there always an alternative route. But Jesus said he got to go to Samaria. He got to pass through it. He got to pass through it. And, you know, he got to pass through. Hallelujah. I hope you get it. Jesus might be going one way, but he got to pass through your street. He got to pass through my street. He said, no, I got to pass through. This, like for example, every day I take my grandson to the bus stop every morning. I take him to the bus stop. So I'm just giving you an example. And there's a certain time I have to be to that bus stop. I leave the house about 8:25, 8:30, and I have to be to the bus stop with him because the bus, sometimes the bus comes between 8:30 and 9. And we have to leave the house at that time, me and my grandson. So I'm standing at the bus stop, okay? So Jesus, if I'm standing at the bus stop this time, Jesus knows it's the time I stand at this bus stop with my grandson. So instead of him going another way, he said, no, I got to pass down this street that the buses stop, you know, for the children, that particular street, which is a side street. And somebody said, but you can go the other street, and there's so many ways, but he said, I got to pass. It could be any of you. I'm just giving an example. But Jesus said, I got to, because I want to bless Apostle. I got to go down the street, Mariama, you live, or I got to bless Mariama, but you can pass the other way. No, I got to pass this. I got to knock at this door. My mother was there. I got to go to this place. But Jesus, he said, you'll go. No. I got to go. And she comes to this store and so far. I got to go there. Nobody know our time like that Christ does. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, I must stop the fire. Hallelujah. I don't know who God is speaking to. And the Bible says that he stopped to Miriam, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. I'm not even going to go through that special place that he stopped exactly to where the well was. It's a blessed place, but he has to go there. This woman comes there every day at 12 noon, the 6th hour, to draw water. Oh, God is a good God. She doesn't come in the morning draw water. Everybody, you know, it's a regular thing. People draw water in the morning for the whole day. But this woman, she comes at noon time when nobody there to draw the water. Because, you know, this woman be married. We read this story. She had 5 husbands, the 6th one, Jesus told her, take your time and read that story, that the 6th one she lived with, and now she meets Jesus, who is the 7th. Do you know the woman had 5 husbands? Do you know the different things that she may have been going through? Humiliation? I don't know. If they have 5 husbands, there must have been some issues, some problems. Maybe she might have been in an abused relationship. Maybe the men were not good for her. I don't know, whatever it is. But she had a problem. And she had a problem that she was ashamed of. And she wasn't ashamed, she would wake up in the morning. But she decided to go at noon. And Jesus decided. You see, he sees what we go through. You might not be like the woman at the well. I might not be like a woman. Each of us got different things that we're going through. Jesus decides to pass by, to deliver us, to restore us, to bless us, to heal us. He decides to use the alternative way because he knows when he comes there, we'll be right there. He knows our schedule. He knows our time. And he has come to give us the living water that will never thirst. The water man has given us, that's why the woman has 5 husbands. But when he gives you that water, you will thirst no more. Hallelujah. Only the living water will quench our thirst. Jesus prophesied unto this woman. And look at this woman, became the first. The same woman who was ashamed of everybody in the town. She came at 12. She went all over and said, I met a man. He told me so many things. The same people she was ashamed of, that shame from her, she was able to go around all over the town. God, we take your ashes and give you beauty. Many of us be walking with ashes. Ashes from your past. Ashes that are holding you back. The ashes, if you take ashes and you put it, you can't see your face. If I put ashes all over me, you won't be able to see something because it's dust. It's like the ashes from the fire. You're not supposed to be wearing ashes from the fire. Or you feel about it, can't even see because the ashes are like dust. But God said, no, I'm going to take that ashes off. I will wash that ashes with my living water. And I will use you for my glory. Arise and shine. The light has come. And the glory of God is risen upon you. So what am I saying to you, my sisters and brothers? Jesus, whatever situation, if you're not even in any situation, he's going to accelerate your divine promotion. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. He's blessing you now, but it's going to be blessings on top of blessings, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or ask of. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Are you ready for your beauty? Hallelujah. Are you ready to drink that living water? Are you ready not to have ashes on you, but to smell like you've been in the presence of the Lord? Are you ready for him to strip off shame and reproach? Hallelujah. This is what Jesus is all about. He came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He made a choice. He made a choice to go to that cross. People say, oh, he made a choice. That's like when God would say, who can I send? We make choices. Like you made a choice. You didn't have to come here this morning on this prayer line, on this particular prayer line. You didn't have to get out of your bed. But you made that choice. Oh, I'm going on the prayer line. You made the choice. Yeah, you could have done any other thing, but you made a choice. Because you see what the choices we make, very important. If that's a choice, I'm going to be in the presence of Almighty God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to take the communion this morning. Hallelujah. You made a choice. And because you made a choice, you know, when it starts to get up in the morning, sometimes we want to turn over. Usually I would get up about 2 o'clock, pray and do this, do that. Now, sometimes I go back to sleep, but back when I look, it's 10 minutes to 5. I say, oh, my God, I'm rushing. The time went so fast. I can't say I'm not coming on a prayer line because it's my lifestyle. It's the choice that I made. And I ask God to strengthen me. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. And that's it. You all made choices. And God will take that for granted that you choose to be with him in his presence. Amen. We praise God for the choices that you made this morning in the name of Jesus. Because in the presence of the Lord of joy, hallelujah. So we're going to pray over the Holy Communion. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up the Holy Sacrament, O God. We do not take it for granted. In the name of Jesus, we do not. O God, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We ask you, Lord, to bless the Holy Sacrament in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as we take the communion, give us your beautiful ashes, as your garment of praise, instead of the spirit of heaviness, pour upon us the oil of gladness. Oh, God, thank you that you decided to pass through to visit us. When you visit us, you always release a divine deposit. We receive it. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for healing and restoration, not only for us, but for our children, grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for supernatural provision. Lord, we bless your name. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You bear with me. Let me get my communion. 2 minutes, I'll be right back. Hallelujah. Amen.
The blood that Jesus shed for me.
Hallelujah. The blood that gives its strength from day to day will never lose its power. Let's look at the scripture and take our Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We've prayed over it. We ask the Lord to breathe on it, turn it from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus, and we receive all the benefits from the Holy Sacrament in Jesus' name. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your crackers that represents the body of Christ or your bread in Jesus' name. Manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or your juice that represents the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the Lord, but shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home. Yet ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest shall I set in order. And I come. Oh, Father, we thank you once again for the Holy Sacrament. We thank you for stopping by. We thank you for divine visitation. We thank you for divine deposits in our lives, for your name to be glorified, honor, oh God, and for our children, grandchildren, spouses, oh God. Everyone under the sound of my voice, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for the service next week, as we honor all the intercessors. Oh God, we thank you for you glorifying yourself. We thank you for everything that we plan to take place in the service, oh God, that you give us that divine plan, oh God. We thank you for supernatural divine provision. We thank you, Lord, for the psalmists, the singers, the worshipers, the dancers, oh God. We thank you for even the food, oh God, hallelujah, the banquet, the food, oh God. Father, we thank you for the spiritual food, the physical food. We thank you for the atmosphere, the glorious atmosphere in your presence, oh God. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we ask you to bless our offering in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the work of our hands. We thank you for multiplication. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for fruitfulness. We apply the blood of Jesus to every offering this morning. In the name of Jesus, those that some people give on Sundays, we apply the blood of Jesus on the offering, O God. In the name of Jesus, let it be used to bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name. And Father, those that do not have, we ask you to bless the work of their hands. Bless them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day, the Sabbath day. We receive all the unlimited blessings of the Sabbath. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. But thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Good morning to everyone. Have a wonderful and blessed Sabbath day weekend. In the name of Jesus, be careful. We cover you with the blood of Jesus, especially the elders walking up and down. All of us taking baths, doing this, doing that. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus and come against incidents and accidents. We superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. Divine protection. In Jesus' name, amen.